Episode 9, School Days Podcast.
What up?
What's good? I'm Jalen. And ready for another week, another episode. Day before Christmas Eve. Hope everybody, you know, by the time you hear this, it'll be probably Christmas Eve or Christmas. You know, wish you all happy holidays and safe, happy new year.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
Yeah, be safe. Stay blessed.
Whatever you celebrate, Hanukkah, Christmas, and all the others.
Mm-hmm. And before we get into, like, the usual, like, podcast stuff, I want to try something out a little different. Kevin, you can go first, or I can go first, too. It don't matter. I want to talk about how the past week went, just in general. Like, if you had, like, certain interactions or stories that you think are fried or anything that happened.
Let's see here. Fried stories. Well, it was my birthday, December 19th. I had a good time. Shout out everybody for the birthday wishes and all the fans and friends. My OG, older brother Shane, man. He felt good to start roasting, so he had to roast him up, man.
Hell, Shane was trying to roast you?
Shane, yeah, he was roasting everybody. He was roasting me. I said, oh, man. I said, not with that 70s porn stash, man. Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
Nah, but, man, it was all love, man. I appreciated everything. Another funny situation was my older brother's friend, who's my friend, too. His name's Twex. So everybody brought a bottle or something over, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they came over just with their lungs. They wanted to smoke weed up. You know, I don't smoke. So it's like they came over there to smoke other niggas' weed and shit, and they just left after that. Like, well, happy birthday to me, man. Shit.
That's right.
So,
My story is actually from work. And I know a few people at my job have asked about the podcast, and, you know, I've been getting the information, so I don't know if they listen or not. So, I mean, I don't really give a fuck because I'm about to tell this story. Basically, you know, as I've told you before, I'm the only black man at my job, right? Yeah. So, we're driving in the truck to go service the TV. And as we're driving, the dude, one of the guys is trying to tell me a joke about a vine he saw. Mm. And this motherfucker says, nigga. Like, as he's trying to explain the vine to me, he says, nigga, like, trying to explain the vine to me. And I pause for a second and look out the window as he's driving, and he's trying to keep on, like, talking and laughing about thinking it's funny. And I look at him. I'm like, hey, man, for future reference, just don't say the word nigga.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Good.
He's like, oh, my bad, man. I was just trying to explain it to you. And I was like, that's cool, man, but don't say that shit.
It's not funny, bro, but the way you're looking at me, so yeah, funny.
No, no.
Like, that's exactly that's, how you look at him.
That's how I was looking.
Like, you're like.
Yeah, that's how I was looking at him.
Hey, bro.
That's how I said the shit. So it's like.
Oh, man.
My thing is like.
Damn glitter.
What makes white people think it's okay for them to say nigga and.
He think that that's like universal now.
It's like, not. Why would you want to say nigga?
Exactly.
Why would you want to say nigga? Why? Why? I'm just saying, like, dating back to history and shit, why would you want to say nigga?
Did he say it like, nigga?
He was like, nigga? Like, he was like, nigga, bro. He said nigga. It wasn't like an er. It was like, nigga, bro. He said like nigga. So, he said it like nigga. No, but it's just like, why would you even want to say it?
Right.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, what did you say, like... My thing is, like, because I guess he told somebody else, and then the dude he told about, me and him was on a truck, and he was telling me about how he was telling, he was like, yeah, man, I was just trying to tell him about a vine, and then after I said it, he looked at me all shitty and told me not to say it anymore, and I was like, man, I was just saying a vine.
So you overheard him saying that? Or you just saying it's casual, like, why are you even right there?
No, I'm saying that the other dude who he told about me checking him, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Me and the other dude was in the truck, and the other dude in the truck with me was telling me about how he was complaining to him about me checking him for saying
that. Yeah, you never. He was white too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Everybody in the store is white.
Okay.
So, and he could, and not to push too much of his business out there, but he's married to like a black chick.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. No. Not the dude who said it. The dude who he told.
Oh, so yeah. He was like.
Yeah, he's like, because me and him, that's probably the closest one I'm with in the story, because
he knows.
Yeah, and he's chill, you know, bro, he's chill, you know what I'm saying? He's not like, he's one of those, like,
one interracial guy.
Yeah, he's like, bro, like, he's one of the people who, like, when I see him, bro, I don't see, like, color, if that makes any sense. I just see...
It's just him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why I fuck with
him. Usually the ones that date black girls or whatever, they're just like that. Let me put mute on this.
Okay, go ahead. But yeah, man, that was my fried moment. I had to check a white boy for saying nigga. Oh, man. But, yeah, man, let's see. Where do we want to go with this? New podcast, man. Well, not new podcast, but I'm fucking up already.
You know what you wanted to say.
Oh, man, it's all love. Let's go ahead and dip in the, you good? Kevin got the. Was you getting the vape juice?
No, it went dead on me.
Oh, damn.
You know, that's my trigonometry.
My trigonometry. No, but, what was I going to say? The fucking,
fat ass breaking chairs.
The fucking. Oh, okay, sports. There we go. Let's see. Panthers still undefeated. Odell Beckham got suspended for one game.
For what?
Odell Beckham?
For what?
I guess him and the Panthers cornerback, I think his name is Josh something. I forget his name.
Mm-hmm.
They basically were going at it and, like, throwing punches and shit. And Odell Beckham had a play where he, like, basically, like, he was blocking. And he just stopped blocking his dude and targeted the Panthers corner and, like, gave a straight, like, helmet-to-helmet shot.
Mm.
So, like, yeah, he got suspended.
It was justified.
Yeah, and then another dude got fined, like, $200,000 or some shit like that. Or $23,000, one or two.
How about to say $200,000? Sheesh.
I think it might have been $23,000. I probably just read the numbers wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now the Colts are in out of winning their division now.
It's over.
Texas pretty might much. Yeah, Colts might have made the playoffs.
Right. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Cowboys 4-10, so that's cool. let's see what else, man.
Well. We missed a week, so...
it's two more weeks left in the season, bro.
Yeah.
The Colts are 6-8, Cowboys are 4-10, so...
No, I was saying we missed a week, so I was saying we forgot about the Bucks beating.
We talked about it last week.
We did?
Yeah. We talked about it last weekend.
Tripping.
All
right. Oh, yeah, we did. We did. So we talked, yeah. We did. Yeah.
Okay. Tizzle was here.
Yeah.
Let me stop, bro. I'm being childish. let's see. What else? Sports. Basketball. Pacers still looking good. Warriors got their... We can talk about that, though. The Warriors got their revenge on the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. They still almost lost, though.
Yeah, and Draymond Green and O.J. Mayo had a little scuffle. It wasn't a fight,
O.J. was trying to be cool, like...
But Draymond... I feel like Draymond, though, too. Ain't no grown man going to touch me on my head and pat me like I'm a... Like, bro. Yeah. So I feel Draymond Green on that. It's not many times you hear me say that I agree with somebody who plays for the Golden State Warriors.
Right. Yeah.
But I feel him on that. That's some real shit. Like, yeah. You ain't gonna pat me on my head.
You ain't gonna pat me on my head like a little boy, especially me being bigger than you.
Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and look this up real quick, because I know the Christmas games are gonna be good.
Cavs versus
Cavs and Warriors. Bridge. That's the biggest one, man. Fucking revenge.
Who the Bulls play?
I don't know. I think it might be the Thunder or the Wizards. One or two.
Okay.
One or two. Christmas games. NBA Christmas schedule. Let's look at that. Oh, shit. That's why I love Google, because the shit just pops up. Okay, so at 12 p.m., you got the Pelicans versus the Heat.
Mm.
2:30, you got the Bulls and the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
5 o'clock, you got the Cavs and the Warriors. What, the Bulls and Thunder? Yeah, that's going to be a good-ass game.
Yeah.
5 o'clock, you got the Cavs and the Warriors. 8 o'clock, you got the Spurs and the Rockets. That's going to be a good one, too. Mm-hmm. And at 10:30, you got the...
Spurs are 14-0 at home.
Yeah. And then
probably 15 by now.
And at 10:30 at night, you've got the Clippers and the Lakers.
Ah, okay. Well, that to me is just going to be fun to watch just simply because...
Kobe's been on fire lately, too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't... I mean, as of right now, I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs or anything, but Kobe's play
he's been
kind of trying to turn the clock back a little bit.
He had to warm up a little. You know, he's a little older now, so the warming up is a little different.
It takes about 2 months to get ready for into the season, but he's here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Christmas Day is going to be fun-filled, man. I'll be eating food. Oh, my little brother will be in town tomorrow morning. Yeah. So you get to kick with him for a week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the games.
Well, I'm actually glad that Kobe's heating back up, because that was going to be a dreadful last.
Hell yeah,
he'll think about his whole life. Like, man,
embarrassing as hell.
Last season was shit ball.
Oh man.
Holidays, man. It ain't the same, but hey, I still appreciate it.
Same here.
You know? Family and stuff. I think New Year's is gonna be nice though.
Bro, I don't even know what we're doing for New Year's, bro.
Getting fucked up.
Bro, we might have to start doing this at my crib, bro, until the baby gets here. Cause
okay.
She brought it to my attention, too. I forgot about it, this, too. I didn't even think about this shit, but she's getting closer. Like, she just, like, sits in the bed now, bro, mm-hmm. to the point where it's, like, and, like, her stomach is fucking, like, hanging, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I really see his, like, elbows and shit now when he be, like, mm-hmm. poking out. Yeah, like, I can see, yeah. like, a form of an elbow mm-hmm. type shit or, like, an arm. So, yeah, bro, that he might be here. I just know January's going to be a hot month, bro. Like, mm-hmm. I say, like, after, like, the first week, after the second week of January, bro, that's when it becomes, like, anything is possible type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, until then, at least, bro, we're going to have to start doing theirs. Just so I can be there, just in case. Because
time's flying.
It is, bro. Like
you just told me that y'all, like...
That shit is. So I just had to put up one of his little swings today, bro. And I'm going to probably do the crib over the weekend. But, yeah, bro, shit is definitely fun.
It's crazy, man. I can't be more happy than you, bro.
I appreciate it, bro.
For you, bro.
Straight up.
Man, that's beautiful, bro. It's crazy. Nah, because, like, I mean, I heard people have babies, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, family members, it's different. You know what I'm saying? When your friend, when exactly. you're close, like, it's like your brother.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Have a kid, yeah. It's like, shoot.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah.
So I'll say, that's all we really got to talk about for sports, really, as far as like, you know, current news mm-hmm. and shit.
No, but real quick before we do that, who you think gonna win the Super Bowl? Predictions.
I'm gonna go Carolina and New England will be playing in the game, and I'm gonna say Panthers will win it, like, 31-21.
I agree.
31-21 Panthers.
As long as you don't say the Patriots.
10-point game. But I won't be surprised if the Patriots win it, because he turns the shit on in playoff time anyway. Right every now, they're time. Still – right now, bro, every he's time. Treat – bro, they, that's the thing. They treat every game as a learning experience. They don't mm-hmm. treat it as, oh, we won.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, okay, what the fuck did we fuck up? Because the coach, Bill Belichick, is a perfectionist, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, they treat it like, what the fuck did we fuck up on the last game? And how can we improve and make ourselves better?
Exactly.
That's how they treat it. So, they're going to be doing that shit until week 16,
mm-hmm.
until the second round of the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to keep on doing that. Even if they make it to the Super Bowl, they're still going to be doing that. Yeah. Okay, what do we do in week 3 when we blew the Cowboys out? You know what I mean? Like, what do we do when we blew the Cowboys out and... You know, because I'm getting sacked.
I'm surprised you even said that one.
You know what I mean? I'm up to here with it, bro. But that's another story.
Yeah.
But yeah, just shit like that, bro. And that's what makes, to me anyway, that's what makes a good coach.
Good coach.
Bill Belichick is probably one of the few coaches that I know who can take players who have been fucking cut from teams, mm-hmm. bro, practice squads, and turn them into fucking
Think he can work with the Browns? If he...
funny story, he was the coach of the Browns, bro.
He got fired. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So that all that anger and vengeance, bro, that comes from somewhere, bro.
Like,
he got fired from the Browns. A lot of people don't know that shit.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I think it was like an all-star coaching cast, bro. It was him. Hold on, let me look this shit up, bro.
That's crazy.
Cleveland Browns. Bill. It's funny. Belichick staff.
I seen a fan video of the Cleveland Brown fan. Like, tore his jersey off. I said, damn. I fucking hate the Browns.
Cleveland Browns, 1995. Let's see. Okay, you had Bill Belichick. Ozzie Newsome.
Mm-hmm.
He's a... Okay, here we go. Gary Newsome. He's a Hall of Fame tight end. Now he's let's see. That's what happened. Okay, there we go. Now it makes sense. I forgot about that too. Okay, so the Browns were originally the Cleveland Browns, right? Mm-hmm. Then they moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens. And then the Browns got restarted again as an expansion team, like in 96, damn, I think, or 97. I
don't remember that. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, so for example, how Seattle moved to Oklahoma City, became the Thunder. Same thing as if we just got a brand new Seattle Supersonics all over again. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Browns. So, Ozzie Newsome
like the
first.
The Hornets coming back, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Same shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, and let's see, what else? Ozzie Newsome. Okay, now he's the fucking GM of the fucking Ravens. Scott Pioli. After a successful 9-year tenure in New England as a vice president of player personnel, Pioli was hired by the Kansas City Chiefs in 2009 to be the general manager. This is all the staff that was on the 95 team with Bill Belichick. Mike Tannenbaum. Tannenbaum has been with the New York Jets since 1997, starting as a director of player contract negotiations and eventually working his way up to the general manager post in 2006. Okay. Jim Schwartz. When Schwartz became head coach of the Detroit Lions in 2009, he inherited a team that went 0-16 the year before. In his third season, Schwartz had the Lions in the playoffs after an 11-year postseason drought. This is all his staff, bro. Mm-hmm. Kirk Ferentz, I can't pronounce his names. Ferentz started coaching Iowa in 1999, replacing Hawkeye legend Hayden Fry. In his time in the Iowa City, Ferentz has won 2 Big Ten titles and earned the conference's Coach of the Year award 3 times.
So everybody glad they left.
Yes, bro. It gets better. Thomas Dimitroff, after serving as a scout with the Browns from 1998 to 2001 and the Patriots in 2002, Dimitroff became the Patriots' director of college scouting in 2003. 5 years later, Dimitroff's rapid rise up the football ranks hit its zenith with the Atlanta Falcons, hired him to be the general manager in 2008. All these motherfuckers becoming general managers and fucking coaching icons. Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Nick Saban was on the staff, bro. Mm-hmm. The Bama coach. Mm-hmm. I can't stand Bama because I live in Huntsville for 2.5 years, and that's all I hear is fucking Roll Tide. But Saban is a 3-time national championship-winning college coach. Mm-hmm. Saban won a national championship in 2003 as coach of LSU, and again in 2009 and 2011 as coach of Alabama. Yeah. In between two of those highly successful college stops was a less than successful 2-year tenure as a coach of the Miami Dolphins. So he didn't really do shit with the Dolphins in the NFL, but in college, he's a fucking man.
Yeah, he's the man, yeah. Hey, it is what it is.
And it looks keeps on getting better and better, bro. Like, all these people are becoming fucking
dang Browns, what you doing,
yeah,
man?
So,
idiots?
Yeah, because I think what happened was the Browns they moved to fucking Baltimore, and they fired this whole staff, and this whole staff, they just broke apart.
Yeah.
So they're saying, what this, because this is like an actual like little documentary or whatever, too, I guess. And basically, it says Cleveland 95, where are they now? Basically to say that, like, if they would have fucking... If this fucking core would have stuck together, bro, the Browns could be a fucking mega Super Bowl collecting franchise, bro. Probably bigger than the Cowboys and Steelers.
Yeah.
You got all that talent.
All that talent. Shit, y'all, man, I know they shitty as hell.
Damn. That's fried.
Probably had people at all the wrong spots, too.
I think... but I feel like, also, though, like, even though that probably could have possibly been the case... Mm-hmm. Everything has a short reason, too. Who's to say that Nick Saban would have turned into Nick Saban if he didn't leave the Brown situation?
That's what I was thinking, too.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, it was for the better. But it is still crazy just to think, like, damn, like, they really had all this fucking talent under one organization. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's really it for sports. Is there anything that you had to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay, let's see. Current events, man. I know locally, man, again, I pray everybody is staying safe, man. I know locally, fucking Plainfield, like, mall and movie theater had to get shut down because of fucking death threats. Did you hear about that shit last week with the kids in Plainfield High School and Danville making death threats over Facebook and shit? Yeah. Yeah, bro. Apparently, some kid was making death threats, and they had to fucking close down the whole, like, schools and shit, bro.
Oh, yeah, it's 2015, y'all. That can be making death threats like how it was back in the day.
Yeah, and then they had the... Serious. And I guess somebody they're saying it's the same person related to, because it's a group of like 3 people who are making death threats. They caught one of them from the Plainfield High School shit. Mm-hmm. And I guess there's 2 more out there. And I guess those other 2 people were making death threats saying they were going to fucking shoot up JCPenney's and playing.
Oh, nah. Yeah. Yeah, you got to go down.
Yeah, so, like, now I guess they're still looking for him, and they had the fucking... And this shit happened last Friday when Star Wars came out.
I bet the feds is on that.
Yeah, it happened last Friday when Star Wars came out, too. So they had to fucking cancel the Star Wars premiere. They had to fucking evacuate everybody going, from JCPenney.
You're going down.
So they haven't found him yet. Not that I know of.
But if you cancel Star Wars, then you're definitely getting jail time.
It's just like, damn, like, it's crazy. Because shit's getting real and real, bro. Like, we don't care.
Yeah, I just heard that King Louis got shot in the head. The rapper? Yeah, he got... But I heard he got grazed. I said on Fox, for Chicago Fox. So I don't know if it's true that he got shot, like penetrated, or he just got grazed. So if he got grazed, he'll be okay. Prayers go out. I'm really concerned if he got shot in his head. My thing is, Chicago rappers, get out.
He's in L.A.
Yeah. Get out,
he's
leave.
Never going back to
he's never going back ever again. Like, leave. Get out. Lil Durk's manager got killed there. Like, get out. You know
Durk
what I mean?
Is in, I think, L.A. too. I mean, Durk comes back because Tiffany's family is family friends with Durk's family or whatever. So, well, he comes back, but, like, them,
live in L.A.
Yeah, they be in the fucking, like, Trump hotels and shit, bro. Mm-hmm. They're not ever going
back to the block.
Yeah, bro.
No point. Shoot.
I think, like, his, like, you know, brothers and shit, you know, still be around and shit
Just to be around,
but, like, they ain't staying there for real. Mm-hmm. They just be there to show their faces, but even then, it's like...
Stop showing your face.
Yeah, because it might be the day when it's a nigga who's been hating sees your ass, and it's like, fuck it, I'm going to kill this nigga.
Exactly.
So...
Shot Glizzy got his chain snatched in Tennessee, and that's why I said I was watching the Currency interview, and he's like, that's why I didn't want to go with Young Money, because it's like, I'm talking about guns and stuff, and that invites violence to the... Your concert, you know what I mean? So it's like, why? You know what I mean? Shy Glizzy, you're small, and you know what I mean? Look out for your safety, man. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's all I know about news. I know it's hip hop news, but it was news nonetheless.
Yeah, news is news, bro.
Oh, Donald Trump talking about Hillary Clinton using the bathroom breaks, calling it disgusting and. Would it be worse when she, you know, she got beat by Obama, and who would be the worst president? I don't know, man.
Trump is Trump, bro. That's gonna be the name of this episode. Trump is Trump. No, it's not, bro. Because did I name something else? Did I not name another one of them something to do with Trump?
Not that I remember. I'll look right now.
Yeah, I'll look too. Trump is Trump, though. Fuck it. I don't even know. I'm not even that. I figured something else. I ain't gonna name it Trump as Trump.
I think I scratched my fucking phone up, man. Shitty.
Let's see. They just kill him. Why so prejudiced? We all need help. Hold up. We ain't got no name.
Nope. No. Just kill him, why so prejudiced? We all need help. What's going on?
Maybe I do better.
Zola.
Live your life.
Now we gotta do better. Now we ain't got no name.
Okay. Yeah, fuck it. I'm naming it Trump. Trump. Trump is Trump. Trump going Trump will take. Trump going Trump will take. Oh, man. Other news, man. Oh, that's something else I can talk about, I guess. It has to do with, like, politics and shit. I got an email from the Bernie Sanders shit, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, man, I really fuck with his policies and all that. But then, so I look into the email, and it was some shit, like, agree with, do you agree with Bernie Sanders, blah, 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 sign up here to do this and that. And I click the sign up button, and it's like all these, like, different, like, fees and shit for me to pay for some shit on there. Basically, it's like campaign donations and fucking coded words, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, like, how the, like, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you out of the way, bro.
No, so I think
you silly, bro. I feel you out of the way.
Like, I think it just really pissed me off because I wasn't expecting the papers and shit. I was really expecting just to join some shit.
Just to join.
It's like, nigga, I gotta pay to be a part of your campaign.
Yeah, like, that's. Come on, bro.
Like, I can see if they'd be like, all right, you'll get exclusive Bernie Sanders 2016 shirts.
Yeah.
You'll get a sign. You'll get some car stickers. You'll get some fucking laptop stickers. If they threw all that merch in there, okay.
That's okay. It's justified.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, okay. I see you, Witcher. You got to pay for the merch.
Right.
So, I feel you.
But not just...
But just for a fucking membership, just to say... Yeah. Just to so I can fucking show people an email.
Right.
Like, no, bro.
Exactly.
And Bernie Sanders, man. We can go ahead and dip into music then. Fuck it. That Jadakiss, though.
Jadakiss, not. You listen to it.
I listen to it, bro. Cold.
Push a T.
Cold. That's cold, too. Oh, that's cold, too.
Oh, my That's cold, goodness, too, bro. I forgot what line he fucking said, bro.
But, damn, I didn't listen to it because I heard him say some line, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Pusha right now, that's my favorite, bro.
Yeah,
he's been my favorite on and off, but now for sure, just put because I was thinking, like, I like this last album. I'm like, let's see what you're going to do, man. Don't do the Big Sean thing.
I definitely say, if you want to say, like, best album with the best and wittiest bars, he got it, bro.
Yeah, hands down. I like the production. He had nice production.
He had a Dream on there?
He had the Dream. He had J. Cole production. He had Timbaland, Diddy, Pharrell.
Dude, I think he said a line on there, bro. Can't remember it, but it was either on the song with Timberland or with the Dream.
The one with Timberland, he might have had two, though. But the one I'm talking about is the Crutches, Casket, Crosses, Crutches, Crosses, Caskets. That one?
I can't remember, bro. I can't remember. I got to re-listen to it.
That was so hard.
I just know I heard him say some shit, bro, and I was like, God, like, I was really sitting back and thinking, like, damn, that was actually...
It's advanced.
Clever. Yeah, that was really, really clever.
It's witty bars and, like, a bar that still make you laugh down there. Like, this nigga is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Mm-hmm. He was, man, that... Yeah, from being in a group and going on his own, I think he is, besides Jeezy, let's take that back. Jeezy did do his thing without the group. But for just a duo, he took it to a whole nother universe. Mm. That dude. And then the Adidas deal, play clothes. Like, he's going to have a legacy. I'm glad that he finally was like, all right, I'm the leader of this. He's up under a wing because now it's going to be like his legacy's going to live now. You know what I'm saying? Without being tampered with.
Hell yeah. Pusha T, that dude. Make sure y'all listen to that, man. If y'all haven't, and again, make sure y'all listen to that Jadakiss, man. Top 5 Dead or Alive. Really, really, really is a good album, man. I slept on it because I didn't think it was gonna be that tight, but I really, really fuck with it.
Yeah,
man.
I like it a lot.
Let's see.
Oh, by the way, with the Pusha T, that's just the warm up album for the album.
Yeah, I remember. Shit, excuse me. I remember you telling me that that's not even like the actual album that's coming out yet.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? Have you, is there any more shit that's came out besides them two?
Troy Ave came out with White Christmas 6. Hold on, before I say that, might be 5.
I think I'll just, I'll let that sit on live mixtapes or.
You don't like Troy Ave? This is hard. White Christmas 3. I like it. It's nice. No, I mean, like, his last album, that was a New York album as, like, I got my weight up. Finally, y'all. Let me brag and
my
boast.
My thing with Troy Ave is just, like, same thing with 50 Cent said, bro. And I was saying this shit when I first heard him, too. Like, it's like, you sound like another version of 50 Cent, bro. He does, bro.
You got a little Reasonable Doubt sprinkled on. For New York City, the album. The next one was like, yeah, that's pretty New York 50s. But, I mean, I'd rather hear that strictly than these Nas wannabes out here, man.
Come on, logical, I'm logical, abominous, anonymous, caramelous, rhombus.
Stop, bro. He said wrong.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy, though, because I used to really, really fuck with Joey Badass, bro. Because I know that's where we're going to go to. But like, I told Rest, though. I think I told Rest this about like a month or two ago. Like, I can't really fuck with his shit like that no more.
Not his newer shit. Because it was so organic in the beginning.
Yes.
With his flow. Because it wasn't so forced. Like,
yeah.
I'm about to go in the dictionary for this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just... He's flowing. It was more mellow too. Less a little less aggression. Just more.
I say if he can rap with a mix of the way he was rapping on 1999, with a mix of the aggression. The reason why I fuck with Summer Night so much and that song 9-5 to Affinity because he was rapping with aggression. That's that. Yeah.
That's New York aggression. Yeah, that's the organic New York.
That's the organic aggression that I love about rappers who haven't really met. Because when he came out with that, he had been on tours and shit, but he wasn't. He still hadn't made it yet. I think now he's like on fucking. He's on world tours now, bro.
Yeah, he was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on world tours, bro. He's going out of the country touring.
I like the one he said, since 9-5, Mom had a 9-5 or something like that. That's my favorite song. Yeah, that's my favorite song by him. That's my favorite song. Real quick, though, Cabin Fever 3.
I haven't even listened to it yet.
And King Los did his thing on there. As far as Cabin Fever as a whole, like, you know, let me see which ones I messed with. He had Kevin Gates on there, just JK Camp, Currency, Chevy Woods, of course, Project Pat, Problem, King Los, and Yo Gotti. So if you see by the listing, you see what, you know, he was shooting for. I think that lane for him is that he opened up the Trap Wiz, and I just think that I like the original Cabin. If he had the same features in Cabin Fever, like Big Sean, Currency, Big Crit. Big Crit was not on Cabin Fever. But if you did have Big Crit, you know what I'm saying? I think he needs to go back to kind of that. We already talked about Currency album, but I'll still talk about it again how good that was. I actually like O's by Juicy J. You know what I'm saying?
I can't listen to any of his complete, like,
album. Yeah, I know. I just like a couple songs.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
It's just not. No, don't mean it suck. It's just not for me.
This is the first Chris Brown album that was not organic to me. That was a little
pop. Why do you have your daughter on the cover of your album and you're talking about, I'm going to fuck you to sleep, girl?
Yeah.
And it's named after your daughter.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come out with a comedy special called Jalen Jr., and talk about killing niggas and having niggas tortured and raping bitches and...
Oh, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I definitely agree.
You know what
I'm
saying? Like, that makes no sense. Why would you name something after your kid and then talk about some shit that could become very uncomfortable and not be a good example for them?
Exactly.
Because
like,
my thing is like, nigga,
your daughter's going to listen to it because you named it after. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you named this after me, daddy?
Listen to it. He's talking
fuck
about.
Fuck you to sleep.
He remixed one song that I did not want him to touch, man. I don't know, but it's...
I've not even listened to it. I can't, bro. Oh, speaking of just music in general, bro, I'm probably going to cancel Apple Music.
For what?
Because I'm thinking about getting an iPad Mini.
And just getting on there or just canceling in general?
Just canceling, allegedly downloading my music for free. Allegedly.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's what you're saying. Oh, man. Meek Mill might be going to jail. I think this time, because he violated the first time. Okay, first of all, for y'all don't know what happened to him in the beginning was he got a guns and drugs charge. And he was sentenced to 13 months or 23 months. I don't know why it's a month extra each year, but whatever. And he got probation. Really, you should have just went ahead and just knocked that out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because the backup time, if he's going to do, let's say he did, how many months he did? He did 3 to 6 months. I think he actually did like 5 or 6, actually, for the first offense. Now you got to do, probably got to do a year this time because he came in there with the sob story. Which I don't think he is a gangster anymore, but you know, he did some things he wasn't supposed to do, and I just now realize he's been out for 5 years because he said, "I'm a boss." All I got is I'm only 23, and I think about it like, damn, it has been that many years. Like the first time My Boss came out was 5 years ago.
He was 23 back then.
Yeah, so it's like that's 5 years. Damn. So he's 28 now, and he is a different person. You know, he got Nikki, and he spent time with his fam, and his mom just had surgery and stuff, so he can't travel like that. But, you know, I think that he didn't get clear one time to go to the AMAs with Nicki Minaj. And, I mean, you know, they're being hard on him, yes, but at the same time, you just got to be under that radar. You got to chill. You know what I mean? So, I mean, prayers go out. Hope you don't do time. But, you know, at first I thought it was like a promotion thing. Like, I'm going back to jail. My album coming out. But, nah, you really don't want to go to jail. Ain't got nothing to do with that one, so... Mm. Oh, man, I actually like that Rick Ross album. Trust Who Slept On. That Rick Ross album is actually decent. It's more than decent, excuse me. But you know what I mean? Like, I still think Teflon Don's his best work. I know I heard people saying it's his best album. Teflon Don still. That's legendary, man. But, yeah. That's how I feel about that one. 2 Chainz in his ugly sweater with the, no, not for real. With the ugly sweater, the thing. He's been doing things for the kids. He's been buying people. He bought a minivan for an unfortunate family. Bought furniture from a fortunate family and paid for the whole rent for a year. Mm-hmm. He's giving back. Shout out to him.
Hell yeah. Shout out to you. Let's see. Man. I don't think there's anything else in music I really want to talk about. Oh, that, man, that Plows. I can't say I'm calling a nigga Plows. That Plaz. Mm-hmm. That's so. That's not proper to me, though. Mm-hmm. His name is Plows.
Plows, basically.
Plows.
Mm-hmm.
Plies.
Plies, like, yeah.
Plies.
Man, Plies. He said something Plies. In one song, and Plies. I started rolling. Because I remember he said Goondona back in the day, but now now this dude said something. It was so funny, but I actually liked the song.
Let it run off on the plug twice.
Yeah. How'd you know?
Because it's been all for fucking Instagram. Yeah, like. Everybody's run up on the plug now, man. That shit's fucking hilarious, though. I'm sorry. That shit is fucking funny.
Come on now. Yeah, it's like, y'all running off on the plug, y'all gonna get killed out here. Y'all better, now, let this music. You think he's really still plugged in with the plug, or you just talk about it, y'all?
Holy shit. I seen her. Matter of fact, I'm gonna find it and show it to you. That shit is funny. I'm not gonna say it on air, but.
Adrian Broner, have you want to say it? He might be fighting Manny Pacquiao. For all you boxing fans out there.
Oh, he's going to be fighting Pacquiao?
Yeah, it's talk. It's talk. It's not it's set in stone, but it's talk about it.
Broner's hyped out down when he lost. And then Floyd beat the nigga's ass who beat him. So
mm-hmm.
I can't really take that nigga seriously. Let's see if I can find this shit. Come on, come on. There we go. Don't say it out loud, but.
I know some people, man. Yeah, I know some people. Yeah, I definitely have done that one.
I showed everybody at work that shit, bro. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Hey.
That shit, bro.
I
well, not everybody. I showed the people who I know wouldn't get butthurt if it was up a way that I'm not taking. Yeah,
we know. Yeah. We know. We got you on file, nigga.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I don't know. You seen Lil Wayne skating?
I haven't been on World Star in such a long time, bro.
I mean, yeah, I just started getting back on myself, and I was watching, and he got better, but I see people doing, he does like a little trailer, and a couple people doing kick flips, nollies, and all types of crazy stuff.
I heard
stuff.
He's gotten better.
But he does a pop shove at the same trick every time. It's like, all right, bro. But the fourth video, bro. Yeah. See, you do something new now. The same pop shove it.
I think what you're talking about, because he's been doing that.
For a while, yeah. Every single years. Time. Yeah.
Ever since before when he first even started skating, he's been fucking doing a pop and shove it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the only thing we can go ahead and dig in the game in, man.
Let's get it.
I got a quick little rant that I want to say, man.
Okay.
First of all, excuse me, I just want to say thank you for niggas who troll GameStop. I watch the Black Hokage, a.k.a. Modern War Negro on YouTube. You know what I'm talking about, right? He's doing this shit now where he like calls like GameStops like around the country and just like trolls them and like says dumb shit. Like he had this one where he was like, what the fuck is Fallout 4? And then it was like the dude was explaining, he's like, it's an RPG, blah blah blah. He's like, oh yeah, well I was seeing if I could get it from my friend because, you know, him and his girl had a Fallout and I was asking him what they Fallout for. And the dude was quiet.
Good, man. Honestly, I'm sick.
Fuck game.
Fuck GameStop.
GameStop,
I'm sick and tired of y'all, man.
And what's pissing me off, bro, is like I said in the last podcast, I've been getting back into the like old school gaming shit. Mm-hmm. I got a PS2.
Yeah, most definitely.
Almost 30 plus game collection now.
Right.
you know. And it's
for all you real gamers.
For real, yeah. And it's from like one. It's disc replay. I mean, I think there are disc replays in different states.
Yeah.
But it's like locally owned type shit. Right. Makes any sense.
Yeah.
And they don't overcharge you for shit, bro. And you can trade in your games if you want to and not get some bullshit credit back. Like, they put value into games that actually meant something.
Exactly.
Whereas in GameStop, for instance, if Mafia 3 came out today at GameStop, if you went played it, took didn't it like it, took it back, you would get 30 bucks for it. 30
bucks for it, yeah.
And they would look you dead, and that would be store credit.
Yeah.
Cash credit would be 25 bucks.
Exactly. That's highway robbery. And almost, well, no, not almost. It is disrespectful.
And I'm sitting here, right here on this podcast, bro. I think that 2K might have been the last game that I'm going to get from GameStop, bro. I don't think I want to expose my son to GameStop and that bullshit, bro. I'm just going to start.
Best Buy trades in and gets more money.
Even, bro, I'm thinking about just saying, fuck it, and just start buying my shit digitally, bro.
I'm with it, too. That's exactly what I was on. I'm about to get Fallout tonight digitally, finally.
Yeah, I need to go. I think I'm going to go ahead and get a terabyte, bro.
Yeah, because I was sitting here, and I was like, man, I'm not going to turn in another game because they're not giving me my credit for it, and, you know, it's not really worth it. Like, mm-hmm. I was thinking, like, I had Dragon Ball Z, even though I'm not going to play it again. I'm still going to, you know, have it digitally. That way, if I be like, hey, I'm super duper bored, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Years later, here it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right? Just download it. Pop up. And then all my memories there, too.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's no point. I just think it's disrespectful what they're doing. And I think that that's probably the most lucrative hustle.
When I first, bro, and Amazon is doing this in Indianapolis, too, by the way. I don't know how comfortable you feel about this, but they're doing midnight releases on games now for Amazon, like midnight, like, deliveries.
Oh, I'm with that all the way. So, no, that's cool, because, yeah. I mean, because think about it, like, would I rather, you know, how we always feel like, hey, I'm there already, we have to get there early, we already got to do this. It's like Jordan's.
Line up, yeah,
like
Jordan's. Take a line, take it.
You know what I mean? It's just, because if they're, especially if they're in the little fly drone thing,
yeah,
fly to my crib.
Bro, did I tell you the story about earlier this semester, bro? I ordered a book, bro, for one of my second
week. That's actually smart.
One of my second 8-week classes, I ordered a book, bro. Me and Tiffany went to the mall at like 12, came back at 4, the book was sitting on my fucking front doorstep.
That's what I'm saying.
On a Sunday. On a Sunday, bro.
Man.
On a Sunday.
That's
who delivers on a Sunday?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've been ordering from Amazon lately, like, just different things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, everywhere else, it takes forever. Jimmy Jazz, I'm trying to tell you, I took forever, man. Y'all didn't even update me.
I may sound like a nigga right now, but I'm trying to figure out, are they hiring, bro? Cause
who?
Amazon Sunday Delivery, because I'll do that, bro.
All day, every day? Shit.
Like, we just want you to deliver stuff on Sundays.
Okay, I'm there.
Are y'all paying for the gas?
Right.
They'd be like, hey, we'll give you a vehicle.
I heard that Amazon is doing a thing where if you go somewhere, you get a ride up to Amazon and they're paying you on while you're on your way up there.
That's for the warehouse shit though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fuck that.
I didn't know.
And that's through temp service bullshit.
Fuck all that shit.
And they're doing that.
But now I think that's the smartest thing Amazon's doing so far. That's cutting with everything that's coming out with Fire Sticks and everything, et cetera. That's cutting. Because, you know, everybody, they know we're fed up with GameStop. You know what I'm saying? They're cutting up. Oh, we got
bro,
you.
Bro, and I'm still looking to build my shit, bro. You got to come. I know you say you can't go back, but I promise you, bro, if you come over, bro.
I'm thinking.
And check it out, bro.
I've been thinking.
Just play a few, games of Def Jam, a few games of NBA Street Volume 2.
I think I do have a PS2. I just have to find it. Yeah, I just got to find it. Yeah, I really do. I really do. It's in
the fat one or the slim one?
Fat one. Okay. I got to find it. I mean, I buy the cables and cords and stuff, but we didn't never turn that in, so I got to figure out
Where do you think that it might
in
be?
In the shed.
Okay.
And I don't know how winter and everything's been, because we had that cold winter, but, I mean, it was durable then. It probably still is, so I'm going to check it out. Yeah, real talk, I'm going to check it out.
I'm thinking, like, unless y'all had any leaks or anything, or what's this shit?
Yeah, it's
got
cool.
Frozen shit, in the...
Right.
But I doubt that, because it's still guarded. Like,
especially when it's in something.
Yeah.
And it's surrounded by things, too. So I'm going to check it out. I'm going to see if it's in there. It got to be in there.
Uh-huh.
It got to be in there. Controllers and all. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to still get...
I'm going to see what it's talking about.
I'm going to get NBA Showtime on PS1.
Okay.
And I'm trying... I can't... I'm going to look this up right now, bro. Because there's a Mortal Kombat game that I'm looking for.
Everybody don't laugh at me right now, but I'm going to get Kingdom Hearts, man. 1 and 2.
I never could get into it, bro.
It's hard.
I never could get into it.
That was like my first RPG that I was like, okay. Besides, you know, like Game Boy games, those RPGs I really like.
I never could get into it, bro. That's crazy. So let's see. Let's see if I can find the list of the games. Video games. Oh, damn, this is tight. Wikipedia has, like, a timeline of Mortal Kombat that came out. Okay, you got...
Oh, hey, hey, oh, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, whoa. If I get a PS2, you know what Mortal Kombat I'm getting?
Which one?
The ones you can play two players. And it was like you walk Shaolin around.
Shaolin Monks?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about with the Wu-Tang game.
Oh, my God. That's what it was like? Just yeah. Like that?
Well, the Wu-Tang game, it's like... You're not walking around. It's weird, but you're not walking around. But, like, the fighting style is like... You're walking, like, in, like, a kind of, like, a square type of deal. So it's not like... It's not like, it's not like the Street Fighter camera or the traditional Mortal Kombat camera. It's more of like a phone when you're fighting around. Okay. Like the Warriors type of deal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like at that too.
I'm going to come through and play, bro.
You got to come through.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me see. I'm trying to find this shit, bro. It's not Mortal Kombat Trilogy. It's not that one. It's not that one.
I know everybody got an old game they want to play again on PS2. So don't act like we talking about something that ain't.
Shit.
Yeah, don't act like we.
I think it might be Mortal Kombat 4.
Okay.
I think that might have been it. Did it come out on PS2? Yep. Sure did. Hell yeah, bro. What's the Amazon asking price?
Check it out. I mess with Amazon heavy. Everything I'm talking about, from everything. I just don't trust certain shoe sellers on there. But hey, man, they got.
Yeah, I won't buy shoes from Amazon.
You know what I mean? For real.
Mortal Kombat.
And they come in such a quick fact. Well, we do have one of the biggest Amazons in the country, so everything's probably here. If you think about it, here in Delaware,
bro. I'm looking right now, bro. This shit's only $9, bro.
Oh, gotta grab it.
Mortal Kombat 4 is only $9
right now.
Gotta
grab it.
PlayStation 1. And this shit is in the plastic still.
Gotta grab it.
I think. Hold up. Let's see if. 25 views.
11. I seen you play NBA Live. You sit there for free?
No, I thought you were trying to be funny. No, bro.
I'm serious.
No, I was bored, bro. And I was just like, fuck it.
You grabbed it?
No, I bought it off of, whatchamacallit. Well, I didn't buy it. I downloaded the EA Access, but on EA Access, you can't even play with all the teams.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. It was, like, damn near pointless for me to have it. Like, I don't want to play this shit if I can't.
Mm-hmm. Really fully play the game, yeah.
And they have some that are still, like, in the plastic, but they're, like, 20, and it's not that deep to me. So,
right.
Yeah, I'll just take a used copy for $9.
Mm-hmm. Please and thank you.
let's look at NBA Showtime real quick. See what they got on there, man.
Bet.
Where I was going with that rant, though, is that, basically just fuck GameStop, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's just because they cheat so many people out of their money, and it's really, really ridiculous.
And everybody, I would go to Best Buy because they're going to have more stuff in stock and in demand. Because if you get a warranty for something at GameStop, they go through all this stuff. Who is this open the wrong way? And this da-da-da. They want to cheat you so bad.
Yeah, GameStop will find any and every way to cheat you at your money.
Mm-hmm.
And look at you with the most serious face.
And everybody, please get an adapter. Instead of getting that mic, because I know, you know...
Jalen's
has not went out yet, yeah. So, I mean, somebody might be having some good luck out there. But everybody else I know, besides Jalen, something's been going wrong with the mic. So, I would get an adapter and, you know, get you some skull candies, and it will save you time, money. And you can hear the game in the earphones, and if you don't like that, you can turn it off. You know what I mean? So, I would grab that if I was y'all.
Yeah,
adapter costs the same as a mic, too, by the way.
Mine has not went out yet, but when it does, best believe.
Adapter
for life. Let's see. I'm gonna PlayStation 2 HD in mine. Let's see what pops up. Oh shit! PS2 to HDMI audio converter. Oh, wow. So I didn't know they actually sold shit like this, bro. That's crazy. Oh, man. But, I think I'm trying to think any more games or whatever. coming up before the year ends. The Xbox games for gold. I think we talked about this last week. The games for gold for Xbox fucking sucks.
Sucks. They had like Frost Snowball Fight.
Yeah, but I know they've that Motocross game though.
Yeah. That's actually if you had it before, so I have a new gamer tag, so now let me get it. I have to find it manual, I think. I hope I don't have to pay for it.
I'll probably don't need it because that would be
stupid.
Gay.
But man, I was playing that Naruto demo for the new Naruto is gonna come out, and that guy's kicking my ass. Not a fun demo.
I thought I was the only one. I was getting my ass kicked too.
I deleted that shit so fast. Why would you make a demo like that? Like, come on now, you was kicking my ass.
And I was trying to look at the different button combinations, and
it's like
still
it's the same. Yeah, I'm like, it's just like Dragon Ball a little bit, but it's a little bit more polished. But it's like, man, I'm getting my ass whooped. Blocking this network.
Yeah, fuck that shit, bro.
Yeah, but if you're a Naruto dude and you've been playing Naruto, I'm pretty sure you're good at it, so go for it. But me, I was going to get it for real. Y'all got me fucked up. If I can't get past the first fight, then shit. I still got Fallout 4 as the game of the year. And I'm probably going to stick with that.
Fallout 4 game of the year?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Fallout 4.
I'm about to
slowly get off. I'm copping that joint. You just reminded me. Grabbing that joint off Amazon digitally. I already got it downloaded, but I just got to put in the code because Aaron is not a properly file share. So I got to make sure he's not online. He's off until Monday. He's off until the 4th. So
until January 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We was going to have the New Year's thing at our house, but probably not, because I don't know how she's been. Uh-huh. She's just been, like,
extra special chill shit. No, I understand all the way, bro.
Yeah,
all the way, bro.
Hell yeah. That's all I was going to say, too, man. I had put some in the group chat, like, a few weeks ago.
It.
I know you left it. I know you left
twice.
It.
Twice. No, not for me no more.
Yeah. RP to the well. I'm still in there.
I can make another one, but you know, some certain people can't be.
You don't call this episode shots. Shots fired.
Shots all right? Fired.
Shots fired.
I'm take a shot to that.
Shots fired to everybody. Kevin, I took a shot to Duce. what was I gonna say? No, but I put a list in there of online PS2 games, bro. And there's still games that are online, bro. On PS2. Mean?
PS2. Oh yeah, I seen that. I did see that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. So you still got hardcore gamers out there,
And just people who actually create their own servers and plug their internet cord inside their PCs or laptops and play like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? I know this game called 25 to Life. I had the game was terrible.
Oh man, it was terrible. I still go play it again. Like, yeah, everybody had 25 to Life. That was like the game to get, and it was so disappointing. But that was the game to get. It was, though. It was the game to get. You started in jail. You broke out.
Uh-huh.
It was cool, like, the first couple missions. And it was like, all right, bro. It's just.
Yeah. But, you know, they had a launder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I think I still had a PS2 at my mom's house because, I still had a PS2
at my mom's house. It actually did good on Xbox for online with that one, if I'm not mistaken.
For 25 to Life?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I might be tripping.
Yeah, I never knew about it on Xbox. Mm-hmm. I had it on PS2.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, because I got a PS... I still had the PS2 in my mom's house when the 360 was popping. So I want to say around like 09. Away to 09, bro. 1 or 2. I had fucking played 25 to Life online, bro. And it was actually niggas on there still playing, bro. It was crazy.
That goes to show you.
And they said that the service still worked too. So, but I think I had my headset in too, bro. And I think it was motherfuckers on there from like Brazil and shit, bro, and like Australia, like a whole bunch of different countries, places where they still play PS2 at. But yeah, that shit was crazy to me. Man, PS2. Damn. I'm looking right now, bro, at these, like, rugby games. PS2. I'm trying to figure out why in the fuck are these games costing $60 for a PS2 game. But I guess it's brand new, so. Yeah, that's definitely fraud. Bro, remember that game NBA to Life?
Yeah, I had it. I had NBA that one too.
Yeah, that, bro, that shit was actually cool too. NBA, I think it was like NBA 07 to Life.
Over here being nosy.
What you looking at? What?
Oh, nothing.
What? Let me see.
Dude, I'll be nosy, man.
We had to take it off, put it on mute, excuse me, to
regulators.
Discuss regulators. The regulatates. But,
And for everybody who lost somebody this year, either it was just a friend, not a death, but even if it's a friend,
anything,
you know, hey, man, it happens for the best, you know what I'm saying? Life goes on, and for people who's actually lost somebody through death or anything, you know what I'm saying? God calls upon his angels, and God bless y'all. You know what I mean? Let's gear up for 2016. It's going to be a good year. Thanks for all the listeners. And you know, we're going to keep growing. We're going to keep pushing. And next year, you know, it's not stopping. So, you know, I just wish everybody the best, positive vibes only going in this new year. And let's keep it positive, and let's push.
Prayers definitely go out, man. I'm with Kevin on that. And, yeah, man, just stay strong, man. Should be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything has for a reason. And I feel like God gives us hardest battles to the strongest soldiers. So.
Amen.
Yeah. I think.
That was deep.
Is there anything else, bro?
Oh, no, I'm all good here. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays,
Kwanzaa,
everything.
All that shit, man. That's fucked. I just talked about some holy shit, and I said all that shit. Yeah, man. We thank everybody who listens to the podcast, man. Some emails will be nice or something. Everybody, you know, retweeting it. If you want to be a guest, I know we gotta get Rats on here.
Oh, for sure.
I gotta set Skype Rats or FaceTime up, man, so I can definitely, you know, hit him up and have him on the podcast, man.
For sure.
I'll do that too. I probably just like turn the volume all the way up and just have him like talking through it like that.
His voice is already strong, so yeah. I think it'll be good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
No homo.
But yeah, if you want to be a guest, you know what I'm saying? If you know, however you want to do it, if you want to just hit me up, hit Texas, you know what I'm saying? We're going to
Texas, email us, everything. schooldayspodcast92@gmail.com. Days spelled DAYZ. What else, man? I'm making a Twitter, man. I got the time to. I'm making a Twitter. I'm going to do that shit tonight, actually. Yes, I'm going to fucking put the podcast out.
And don't be shy, y'all. Come on, now.
Hit us up.
I know people, like, don't want to actually, you know, like, there's been a few people, you know, I said something for them to say it about it, but you can speak first. It's no problem. Like, it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing for y'all to come on and be a guest. We're looking towards having Tizzle here permanently, so be looking for that in 2016 or the end of this year. So be looking for that.
Yeah, man. And like I said again, man, I really, really do. Y'all don't know how much it means to me if I hit somebody up and ask them to retweet the podcast and they actually do it, man.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciate y'all for doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate y'all because it's not just me. People get it conscrewed and think it's just the Jalen Manley show.
Right.
It's a School Days podcast with Kevin and Jalen, all right? Mm-hmm. So we got, you know, it's us. It's us.
Right.
So you're helping out both of us when I ask for a retweet, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So this is y'all, man. We're doing this for the people. We're doing this is a podcast for the people. You know,
we just talking about what y'all talk about. We all talk
different,
about
different type of opinions, you know, from our point of view, different type of experiences and, you know, life shit.
Yep.
Like we, you know, this is us, man. And like I said, we really do appreciate everybody who checks us out, man. Everybody, for real. Like we really do, man. Big things coming in 2016 too, man. My son.
God bless.
You know, and I want to also like grow the shit out and, you know, grow a life with Tiffany too. So
yeah,
2016 is a big year for everybody, man.
Shout out to that.
So with saying that, man, I feel like we'll go ahead and wrap it up here, man. As always, you know, tweet us for now, but there will be an official School Days Twitter up.
Yes, sir.
By the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Email us again at schooldayspodcast92@gmail.com.
Yep.
Twitter, McFly Manley. Facebook, no, I'm not giving you that. Snapchat, JManley16. Instagram, Manley Does It. DOESIT. Does It. That's really it.
Is there one last thing? For all the dreamers and believers out there, if your year did not turn out how it was supposed to, hey, keep it pushing. You know, you got another year ahead of you. It's not over. Whatever age you is, so
everybody keep remembers it going. Steve Jobs was homeless and Bill Gates was living in his fucking parents' house creating Microsoft.
Exactly. So keep it pushing. Don't
basement, I should say. Parents' basement.
Exactly. Don't listen to nobody.
Eating Cheetos, smelling like farts.
Right.
Now he's a billionaire.
Yeah. So nobody get discouraged. And, you know what I mean, if a year wasn't your year, hey, you learned, though, this year. And that's the best. You never lose if you learn. So let's get it, y'all. Everybody wake up the next day feeling blessed. Don't ever feel down. And School Days Podcast, KingCap_ for Twitter and Instagram. Hit us up, man. Happy holidays, y'all. Much love.
Happy holidays. Hope y'all get everything that y'all wish for and imagine for. But most importantly, remember that today is about Jesus. It's not about you.
Thank you.
So don't be bitching and crying if you don't get what you want to get.
Because you have life. Because you're alive. Because
you're alive. And you're able to eat. Blessed.
Yeah.
Appreciate that shit.
They don't want you to be successful.
I need to, you know,
they don't want you to win.
I need to create my own.
Lion.
I need to create my own, like, explicit. What's that nigga's name that be giving, like, those, like, inspirational speeches?
DJ Khaled's one?
No, not DJ Khaled. It's another one. His name is Eric something.
The black dude?
The black
the
guy.
Big black. Yeah.
I need to be, like, the explicit version of him. Like, going to, like, high school football locker rooms. You call that a fucking suicide? Is that what you?
It's a pussy squat.
Look at me. Look at me.
Oh man.
School Days Podcast, man. We appreciate everybody for listening, man. Like I say, email us, man. You got our Twitters, you got our Snapchats, all that shit, Instagrams. Hit us up. Let us know if you want to be on the show. If you're talking to us on Xbox or in person or whatever, if you want to be on the show, let me know, man.
Yeah,
we'll get you in here.
Right.
All right. We value everybody's opinion. That's why this is a podcast for the people, by the people. So, with saying that, man, School Days Podcast, we're out. Stay blessed. Merry Christmas. And we will see you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Peace.